Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2015. This is my audio blog. I just wanted to follow up quickly on my boo from yesterday, where I told a made up story with an analogy. I've had some feedback on that, and I've listened to it again, and I can kind of see now I didn't really perhaps explain myself properly. So the analogy I gave was where I was in a situation where I was talking on an audio boo, and then I heard a hypothetical audio boo from the northern bloke, Andy Taylor, giving me some advice and expressing an opinion which to me was counter to what I knew about accountancy, best practice, accounting best practice, and as I know that he's a qualified accountant, I would then potentially reach out to him and say, "Hang on, I don't understand why you're telling me to do this. Doesn't this go against everything that the accountancy and that accountants would advise?" So that's the example. So in this analogy, I was trying to draw a direct. I was trying to retell the story of the scenario that Chris Pilgrim has painted. So in my analogy, Christianity is a direct metaphor for, sorry, accountancy is a direct metaphor for Christianity. The accountant in the story is a direct metaphor for the devout Christian. The advice to, well, the query about the advice doesn't this contravene accounting rules. That was a metaphor for someone, an atheist, reaching out to a Christian and saying, "Hang on, that doesn't sound very Christian." That is the direct metaphor. That is the direct analogy that I'm trying to paint there. It's not about misunderstandings per se, just general misunderstanding, or there's a direct metaphor there where Christianity is represented by, I'm not trying to say that Christianity is equal to anything else. In this analogy, Christianity is represented by accountancy, and we're talking about the difference between people who know accountancy very well, like accountants, and people who don't know accountancy very well, but maybe know a little bit, maybe know enough to quote. Maybe they've been told something by their accountant in the past. Always make sure you keep all your receipts, because we might be able to expense them. That kind of example of knowledge about accountancy is what I'm equating to, or representing, people's knowledge of scripture. There we go. I hope that makes it a bit clearer. Thanks for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.